The question was asked, we are taught that a man and woman are plagufa, they're two parts of one body. Well, in ancient times, when man could marry more than one woman, so then how does that work? He and wife number one are two halves, and he and wife number two are two halves, and he and wife number three are two halves. He's a half with different people. How does that work? So before we address the question, let's just realize that generally people did not marry more than one wife. And when the Torah describes it, it's not described so positively, because in order for a person to do it, they have to do it with the right intentions. You have situations where Sarah can't have kids. She asks Abraham, please take on another wife. Our sages even say that when it says about Abraham, the children of the concubines, it really means his one wife, Hagar. We have a tradition that he did not marry more than one. And when Sarah dies, he retakes Hagar, but she gets a new name, Keturah. So our view and our traditional view is that generally man is supposed to be one man, one wife. Kings are an exception for whatever reason, but that's the general view. But that being said, nonetheless, we have to understand what's really going on here. So I'm not sure, but the Talmud tells us in Tractate Sota and in Tractate Moed Katan that 40 days before a person is conceived, a heavenly voice comes out and says, the daughter of so-and-so, whether she's been conceived yet or not, but the daughter that will be the daughter of so-and-so, is predestined to be the wife of the son of so-and-so, Bas Ploni Liploni, the daughter of Chaim is going to be the wife of Yankel. Okay, that's declared in heaven. The Talmud says, though, there is a concept of Zivug Rishon and Zivug Sheni. The Talmud says, a person's first match, I didn't say first wife, I said first match, Zivug Rishon, that is really two parts of a soul. That's predetermined before you develop your personality. So that's where we say, depending on your soul, so there's going to be a second half, and that's going to be your wife. Then, a person sometimes loses their first wife. She passes away, God forbid. They get divorced, God forbid. Now he's going to marry a second wife. Well, that second wife, there the Talmud says, it's not the same system. That was not declared before he was born. There, in heaven, they gauge him. They evaluate who he is. And then he ends up marrying someone who he deserves. Scary concept. And then we say, you know, if you're a righteous person, you won't get a wicked wife. The first wife might be wicked. She's the second half of your soul. The second wife, it's only if you deserve it. We don't like to think that, right? The second wife depends on what you deserve. Which one's scarier? Probably the second wife is scarier, right?
Oh, yeah. You also considered the second part, the soul?
Oh, so that's coming back to his question in a minute. But what's interesting is, and this is a scary point, it's not so obvious from the Talmud that your first wife is your first match. Meaning it could be that person lost his first match, and now he's up to Zivug Sheni. He's going to get what he deserves. That could happen. The Talmud seems, according to some of the commentaries, that seems to be a possibility. And then he's going to get what he deserves, which hopefully is a good thing, right? We'd like to think that getting what we deserve is a good thing. Now we come back to the original concept. When we say that man and woman are two parts of a soul, what about a second wife? So I don't know how that works. It certainly seems from, I'll read you the Rashi. Rashi in Tractate Sota says like this.
Is that at the beginning?
Yes. Yeah, in Sota, it's Beis Amud Aleph, bottom of the page. It says, Zug Rishon, Lefi Hamazal. Whatever that means. It's dependent on person's Mazal. What is a person's Mazal? maybe that's who a person is, part of a person's personality. It doesn't say it's half his neshama. It says it's based on a person's mazal. Yeah, so I don't know how it works with souls. I don't know what to say, whether it's two halves when it's a person's zivuk sheni. It's definitely someone who can be an extension of him, and it's definitely that a zivuk sheni can also be united into the formation of Adam. Meaning this idea, the Talmud in Tractate Ksubos says that when a person is single, so then he doesn't have the title Adam. When a person is married, then he does get the title Adam. So in marriage, a person is realizing his potential as being a human being, as being an Adam. But how that works as far as the souls before being created, what would we say about the first one? What would we say about the second one? And is there the potential within man, this idea that the second one matches his behavior and the first one matches his soul? That certainly seems to tell us there's a different connection between Zivug Rishon and Zivug Sheni. But more than that, I don't know.